Yo, what's up, y'all? It's Philosophical from the Less Rock Podcast, and this is the Freedom Friday. But today I'm going to do something a little different. I've been seeing this video going around, and this is going to be my first time reaction to it. And we're going to talk about it on this Freedom Friday. Now, here's the video pretty much, that's kind of gone viral as far as what I've been seeing and what I've been told, as far as, planned the first date, and she didn't show up. And he's pretty much his reaction to it is getting on TikTok and confessing his feelings. So let's get to it.
So I just left the restaurant after waiting 30 minutes for a date to show up, and apparently I got stood up. I don't know what to say. I'm trying to do everything right to be a gentleman. I brought flowers. I've been consistent talking with this girl for 2 weeks, trying to.
So this is the thing, right? We as men, we've all been through this. We all gone through this, right? Trying to be that perfect gentleman, trying to be that fit into the mold of a certain woman by kind of going outside the bounds of what he said there, being the perfect gentleman, right? Question is, why, right? This is red flag number one as far as not. As far as like not being able to be yourself, right? That's problem number one, right? We all have felt guilty, this men and women, including myself.
I just know what she likes, what she doesn't like. I made plans. I picked the restaurant, the day and the time. I've done everything to be just the kind of guy that values my time. Like, I just.
So there it is right there. Value someone's time, right? You picked the restaurant, you bought her flowers, as I can see. The thing is, this is the thing. She didn't value your time, your effort, your appreciation. And that's just bottom line. Let's keep going.
My person. I guess he's out there for me. I mean, I want to be somebody's husband someday, father. I do everything that's right. I just get stood up.
So this is the thing, right? When a man or woman or when anybody wants something so bad, it becomes into desperation, right? He said that perfectly, right? Not a lot of, let's be real, not a lot of men out there, or if there are men out there, they're not openly coming out as he is, as being someone's husband, being a father one day. This is desperation. He wants it so bad that he's willing to go above and beyond through any means to get that. And when I say that, by choosing women that don't necessarily can treat him, or him choosing a woman as far as can provide those goals, right? Because it's easy. I wouldn't even say it's easy. It's not easy being a parent. It's not easy being a husband, right? I'm one. It's not. But it's easy when you've made the right choice of a wife, of a partner, of a co-parent, right? And these are signs of desperation. These are signs of someone that is, hey, I commend him for coming out saying he wants to be a husband, he wants to be a father, right? But be very careful who you choose. And that's the problem here, right? And I'll get to my final analysis on this in a second.
My feelings even matter. Sitting there eating a meal by myself, realizing that nobody even cares about people anymore. Like, Elliot dating shouldn't be this hard. It shouldn't be this hard to find somebody.
That's the thing. Here it is right here. It does matter. Your feelings do matter. And you're right, dating should not be this hard, right? But the thing is there's a lot of games associated with it. There's a lot of what can you do for me? There's a lot of, it's almost like if you don't have this particular thing in that order, I'm not spending time with you. But the difference is that she didn't have the gall or the truth to come out and tell him this, right? Wasting time, right? He showed up being a man, being the man, chose the restaurant. And we've spoken about that on our show. He did all the right things. But this is a classic example of, in my opinion, you know, I was there. I was at that point, right? And he dodged the bullet just now. But it's gonna hurt in the long run. It's gonna hurt. Let's keep going.
It shouldn't be as difficult.
It shouldn't be.
Love.
It's not.
To be kind one another.
It is very difficult.
Ladies, tell me, what did I do wrong?
This is what he did wrong. So that explains the Freedom Friday today. What he did wrong. The answer is you did nothing wrong. You did exactly what you were supposed to do. You chose the place. You told her to be here. It was her choice not to show up, right? Her choice, not yours, right? You did everything you could. But this is the problem. We as men, we get in these situations and we chase after these type of women who waste our time, who are interested in us. And we try to make them interested. We try to show them our value. We try to give them something that we feel that no one else can. But I'm here to tell you, brother, right? It is hard dating out here, right? It is difficult dating out here. There are a lot of time wasters out there. There are a lot of people out there wasting your time, your effort, ghosting, all types of games are being played. No one's serious about dating today. And that's just the way it is. That's just how it is. But this is the thing. The way you react to the situation is it paramount to finding your true goal, finding what you're looking to do. And I do feel bad. I do feel like this subject should be talked about a little more than the way it's being talked about, right? But of course, we're going to bash. We're gonna say he's a simp. We're going to say he's too nice. We're going to say that he shouldn't have did this and shouldn't have did that. But this is the thing. He did exactly the right thing. But this is a classic example of he couldn't get that one girl. And the one girl that comes out, the woman he should be choosing, the bullet he shouldn't dodge, he's going to treat her the same way this woman treated him. And that's why dating is hard. That's this revolving circle of dating right now. Everybody is out to treat everybody the way they were treated badly. And that's the reason why there's such a high divorce rate in this country. That's why the dating world is so difficult. It's because everybody isn't looking in the mirror and saying that and appreciating certain people for who they are. Wasting time, playing the game. Everybody's doing it. And this is a classic example. And everybody, and I'm seeing the comments right now, and I'm seeing a lot of, you know, he was soft, you know, he's too nice for a female. And who's to say a man is too nice by doing the things he's supposed to do? He picked the restaurant. He bought her flowers. He's showing gesture. He's spending time, right, reaching out to her, spending his energy. Right. But if the shoe was on the other foot and a man did this to a woman. Right. And it happens. And I'm not saying it doesn't happen on both sides, because it does happen. It would be the end of the world. So if you're hearing this message right now, brother, I'm telling you, right, you dodged a bullet. Right. The way you respond after this situation is paramount to your future. If you're looking to be a husband, you're looking to be a father, don't let anybody take that away from you. Don't let anyone take that away from you. But this is the thing, you got to choose right. And I hope this is a learning lesson for you to be able to choose right, because you definitely dodged the bullet. Don't chase after someone that isn't chasing you or feel the same way you do. You're wasting your time. You're wasting your effort. You're wasting your feelings. And matter of fact, you're wasting your soul. Because right now, your soul hurts. But this is the thing. How are you going to react to it? And that reaction is either you're going to put your big boy pants on, walk away, and go out and find someone that's worth your value and time, because you dodged the bullet today. All right? So Freedom Friday, free yourself. from thinking, men, that your time isn't valued. You're not doing the right thing. Feeling like, you know, just because you didn't get that one that you felt was the one, right? It's not the end of the world. You dodged the bullet. She didn't value you like you value yourself. Take a look in the mirror and keep moving. Find someone that values you just as much as you value yourself. Stop chasing after women that don't value you. And this is a perfect example of women not valuing you. But this is the thing. We as men, we're chasing these women, trying to convince them that we are valuable. Stop. Free yourself. You're wasting time. Love to hear you guys' feedback on this. Love to hear you guys', you know, tell me in the comments if I'm wrong. Right? Make sure you guys like, share, and subscribe. Tell me if I'm wrong. Tell me this hasn't happened to you. Has it happened to you? How have you responded to it? All right? I'm Philosophical from the Less Route Podcast. I'm out. Peace, y'all.